now joining us on the line, Senator Lamar Alexander. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning.
See the midterm shaping up because it is, as you say, the way that that continues is that you have a Republican president, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Senate, and Marsha Blackburn needs to get elected and all that. But how do you see the midterms overall shaping up?
Well, I think the Democrats have a slight advantage in the House and the Republicans have a slight advantage in the Senate. That's pretty good for Republicans because normally after a new president comes in, 2 years later, his party loses. So I think we've got a very good shot of keeping the Senate, and I hope we can the House.
All right, it's fair enough. I can't help but ask you about your fellow senator, Bob Corker, who's been drawing a lot of fire lately in the state of Tennessee and for his criticism of this president. What's going on with Bob Corker?
Well, Bob, you know, when the president and Bob Corker talk about as much as any senator or any president, and I tell people, you know, that's just the way a contractor and a developer talk to each other. They're both very straightforward in their talking. What's bothering Senator Corker is he thinks we should have a vote on whether tariffs are a good idea. But I don't think they're a good idea either. I think we ought to have a vote on it. That's the basis of his criticism. Tariffs on aluminum and steel are more likely to hurt Tennessee than any other state because we've got nearly 1,000 auto parts suppliers, and they almost all use aluminum and steel when they make their parts. And if you add 25% to the cost of those materials, they're going to make fewer parts, less profits, less revenues, lower wages, fewer jobs.
All right. So let me ask you then, when he says that, you know, that we shouldn't be poking the bear and all of that, it seemed like he was being rather antagonistic.
Well, he's an outspoken senator. I mean, that's the way he talks about it. You know, it's a matter of how you talk about things. I'll let him speak for himself. But
right.
I've had plenty of conversations with President Trump on this. He knows I disagree with him on it. I agree with him on taxes, judges, regulations, Obamacare. But I've tried to say, Mr. President, let's make reciprocity our goal. Let's tell the other countries, you do for us what we do for you. Tariffs are shooting ourselves in the foot, especially in Tennessee.
All right, fair enough. So in the grand scheme of things, there in Washington, you feel like there's a lot more good going on than perhaps we have any sense that there wasn't the case.
Well, yes, I do. I mean, it's hard to overlook the best economy in 18 years. It's hard to overlook the biggest tax reform in 31 years. Up at Fort Campbell, they feel pretty good about the biggest support for the military in 15 years. And I think more than anything else, the people I talk with appreciate the fact that we've been reducing regulations at a clip that nobody has seen in a long, long time. And then you add to that the conservative judges, the Alaska Energy, the new National Labor Relations Board. Not everything's perfect. There's a lot more we can do. Ted Cruz and I are working to identify one more thing that we could find in the next 6 months that we could do with 50 votes, but we got plenty more to do, including opioids legislation. That's a problem in almost every Tennessee county. So we're getting a lot done. It's not a perfect place. You know, it's democracy. It's a Congress. It's messy. But I think the president and the Republican Congress have gotten more done than any other conservative government in about 30 years.
All right. Well, listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you dropping by today to share this with us on Nashville's Morning News and taking a stab at some of the breaking news that we're all dealing with. Senator Lamar Alexander, always
thanks.
A pleasure. Please
thanks
come,
for your time.
Come
right.
on by. We'll have donuts and coffee sometime.
I'd enjoy that.
All right. Talk to you soon.